Welcome, everybody, to the DM Burley Show live here on RBN from 10 to 1 o'clock in the morning, and then on Monday through Friday on truthradio.com. Both broadcasts are live, and callers, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We have a lot of things to talk about and discuss here on the broadcast tonight. One of the huge issues is what's going to happen this week. It seems that there is a bill, right, before the House and Senate that might change the whole way of indie radio and freedom fighters. The bill is going to be a situation to deal with hate crimes or hate issues. Now, the thing is, the way this thing has come to fruition, there was a situation not too long ago with Don Innes making a statement and being fired off of two different broadcasts because of this racial slur that he made. Now, what is behind that? And as an African-American, I'm going to say what I feel is going on behind the scenes here, because the thing is that the Innes situation is on the heels of this nonsense of this bill being passed, and it's going to be a situation that's going to change the way indie might be in the future. That means that broadcasts like mine and information on the internet and things you say and everything can be oppressed. Is that something we want? Is that a part of the American dream to have freedom of information and freedom of speech repressed because of a comment made by someone where we have freedom of speech? Now, there was also something that happened this last week that nobody ever talked about, and that was the issue of Rush Limbaugh. He said something, and he's still on the air, and I don't see anybody attacking Rush Limbaugh. And Rush Limbaugh has said a lot of slurs over the years. Now, Don Innes has had situations of people complaining about things that he's said and done. But then over the history of this man, he's had a situation. He has given money to boys and girls clubs. He's helped out people more than most. He's been involved in bringing out information on Oklahoma City and also information that he was getting ready to talk about with the September 11 issue. Now, isn't that interesting? On the heels that he was talking about September 11, bam, he's gone. And look at Rosie O'Donnell. They said that she's going to redo her contract. Didn't she just sign a contract? That she's only been on The View less than maybe 6 to 8 months. But, you know, they're talking to us as though we're stupid. Again, anybody that says anything against this administration, anybody that says hawks out about anything that's going on within the court systems that's corrupt, anybody that says anything about the policing force using extraordinary methods of policing, like tasering people like Christopher Boland, things like that, anybody that says anything that's out of the realm of their control, they shut down. Now, is that what we want for our future? I think not. And anyway, I'm going to talk my mind and what I know about Operation Push, Jesse Jackson, and the fact that he was trying to push this before. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk with people here and call in 800-313-9443. The Ann Burley Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. by doing nothing more than you're doing right now because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
And welcome to the D.M. Burley Show, and I want to say, listeners, thank you for listening. If you want to contact D.M., just do so by giving me a call. You can call me at 630-812-0171, 630-812-0171, email me at danne.com. B as in boy, U-R-L-E-Y, at gmail.com. Also, I'm involved with trying to get, in the Chicagoland area, 1 million people to march in regards to the issue of POW-MIAs from previous wars. Currently, we have missing men as well. And the thing is that the cover-up has been steaming. There have been men and women that have actively been in the war arena and have been left overseas. There have been reports and declassified documents of sightings, and we need to bring them home, and we need to reinvest in creating a situation to make our country work again for military men when they come back from overseas. So if you can get involved, please contact me. My number is 630-812-0171, 630-812-0171. We need volunteers. We need also any cash contributions. We need to make this thing real. There is a petition on the internet that we need to sign with 1 million signatures, and we want to present it to the presidential candidates and this White House of what we want to do in creating a separate task force of citizens to investigate this situation. And folks, this is not the only one. We're going to do others the same type of way. So we need to participate so that we can get our freedom back and get our control of this nation the way that the people should have control and charge. Now, as I said before the break, the role of Reverend Jesse Jackson and the situation with Al Sharpton, Reverend Al Sharpton, and Don Innes and his statement. And this is what my statement is on this. First of all, I heard some very derogatory remarks made by Rush Limbaugh. Now, it seems as though they would be all over Rush to get fired, but they're not. Why? Now, is it possible that there is a hidden agenda here? Now, indeed, there are racial comments made and slurs, and people say things about this and that and the other. But then again, the depiction of what is going on with people of color in these music videos is outrageous. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because my father, Dan Burley, was the father of what is called rap today. He created the Harlem Handbook of Jive, which was a rap genre from the 1930-40 called Jive era, where he portrayed with people like Langston Hughes and Cab Calloway, who was at that time with Duke Ellington's band, a way that people would be using cool slang talk during that time, and it was a situation of fun. Today, it's getting to the point that we're looking at young men and women portraying something that is not correct. Not correct, I'm saying that they have to be correct, perfect, and this and that and the other, because I don't think anybody can be perfect, but I'm saying that what this is inducing right now is a theme that shows men and women being pre-planned, pre-orchestrated for prison, and pre-orchestrated to not have things that they should have in the next coming generation. Your music has been used for eons. A good example is Wolfgang Amadeus. He started a gender that changed the way people dressed and behaved in his era. And the music we're hearing right now within the hip-hop is doing the same thing, but it is not too much on a positive level. Now, there are pieces within the music that's being played that I have no problem with, but when people say words that they complain that people that are not of color say, and if they say it, it becomes a huge nightmare where they have to change and legislate laws on the books that will impede on people's basic rights and freedom of speech, then I have a problem with it, and I am going to fight, because the thing is, again, folks, if they pass this bill next week, then we're all going to be doomed. And it's just like a fascist, Nazi, communist type of agenda that is being produced out here so that people will not be able to speak their mind and the truth when there are liars and people that are taking over the government illegally and are doing operations against people here in this society. If this bill passes, folks, we have no way, we have no means to fight back. As you have seen and have complained about countless numbers of times, this media that we have, the mainstream press, is scared to say anything. Look what happened to Rosie O'Donnell. Rosie O'Donnell on The View made a comment that 9/11 was not what we thought, and that the White House needs to be investigated and George Bush needs to be impeached. When she said it, that within not less than a couple of weeks, she was doomed to be basically ostracized, and then later she's now making a contract issue and she's going to leave The View. Now, Rosie is a very strong, voiceless woman, as I am. And the thing is, for her to leave is the content of the show probably turned in a way, in a direction that she was not given her basic right. So if you see her going down, then imagine how it's going to be in the future if this bill passes. And they want that, because if you don't have freedom of speech and have a place to vent and state what you feel, then the whole thing is this whole media thing is just going to be no different than what they used to say about Tokyo Rose. So totally controlled, totally in a situation of controlled by government or various other means to sway the way you think, and in order for you to shut your eyes down to the fact that we have American Nazi that is being formed right here in this country. Now, am I scared to say that? I'm going to still speak, because the thing is, if we lose that, then we have lost the way that we are supposed to be a free country with freedom of speech and a constitution. So that's how I feel, and I'm going to bring up my guest and co-host. I'm going to first bring up John Alastasis. John, are you there?
Hi, Deanne, yes.
Hey, John, how are you doing?
Doing real good. The weather's pretty decent out here. It's mid-50s, a little bit of rain, not too bad, but did pretty good today.
Well, that's good. It's been a beautiful day in Chicago after we had rain and fog and everything that bumps in the night. And we've talked about this before, and what we're seeing here is not normal patterns. And again, there is something going on, and if this bill is passed, we can't even talk about that, because that might be confused a thought of saying something negative or something that is a hate crime. Like, anything can be construed as a hate crime. But those are criminals that say real hatred type things, like Rush Limbaugh and various other people, who is coming up and saying something about them? No one. Now, I want to bring Will on. Will from Missouri. Will, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hey, Will. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderfully. Sounds like you're up and ready to go.
Yeah, I'm starting up already. Now, what is it that you feel? I had made some statements here. I don't know if you both heard, but, well, how do you feel about what I had said, and what is your opinion? You're not African-American or Negro or colored or whatever they decide to coin or use right now, but I just wanted to know, what is your true heart opinion of what is going on next week with this bill, and what do you see what's going on with this thing with Innes and people from Reverend Jackson and Reverend Al Sharpton?
Well, that's a real big plateful, but if we could just start with the basics and understand that if we don't have the freedom to speak our minds and we become silenced, we have basically reverted back to the depths of serfdom, where the only people that will be allowed to speak will be those people that are advancing the state agenda, so to speak. And that's not something that should be tolerated in this country. You know, we talk about tolerance. We talk about, you know, respecting different viewpoints. And all that's part of the freedom of speech. But when we start to clamp down and restrict the freedom to dissent, then we the people have lost not just, as you say, you know, the whole enchilada. You didn't say that, but we've not just lost the basic rights, but we're going back and we're destroying whatever could be understood as a representative system of government. And in a representative system of government, three categories have to exist at all times. One is a separation of powers, and I mean a true separation of powers, just the way that it was laid out originally in the minds of the founders of this country, where we have a legislative branch, an executive branch, and a judicial branch. Those are no longer separated now. They're all kind of homogenous and put together at the same. You can't find any true separation. The other thing, the second plank, if you will, of a representative system of government is publicity. And publicity is not the public media. And when we come back from this break, we can go into just what is publicity and what will we lose with a loss of our freedom of speech.
Well, we'll be right back with Will and John after this break on RBN. The D.M. Broly Show. Callers 800-313-9443. Want to hear your opinion out there.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, we're back. And if you want to call in, it's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I'm here with John Alastasis, my co-host and a friend. We're on Truth Radio Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're also televised currently on both Pal Talk, which is on the Internet. We're also simultaneously broadcasting here live on In Your Face Radio that's located in Argentina. It's a South American broadcast, which is going to be brought in every week. I'm on both RBN and Truth because we're widening our listenership, because what we're trying to get out there is the information to all across the globe. We're on satellite. We're on various AM, FM micro stations. We're on a lot of things, and I've been hearing from my listeners. So please, you know, keep us alive in your mind. You know, give a call in to me at 630-812-0171 or email me danne.burley@gmail.com, or you can write to Deanne Burley at 450 Rogers Street in Downers Grove, Downers Grove, Grove, Illinois, 604. 1515. I read all my letters, correspondence, and I contact the listeners because we're all a part of this new patriot movement to get the truth out there and also actively work to try to clean up this corruption. And, folks, we're here with Will. Will, you want to continue where you left off before we went to break?
Sure will, Deanne. Now, this idea of publicity is something that it's easy to mistake it. Publicity is not watching something on Fox News. The idea of in a representative system of government, now there's a wonderful book. It's called The History of the Origins of Representative Government, and it was written by Francois Guizot. And Francois Guizot was definitely attacked verbally by such great and lofty figures as Karl Marx. You know, a lot of people don't like Francois Guizot. He was one of the French thinkers. But anyway, in this book of his, he laid out these basic tenets for system of representative government, and they ought to know they created it. So this publicity is a little bit different than what you would think about if you were just going to hear it on the radio or if you were going to see it on TV. Publicity in government, it means that there should be an open reading of the various measures and bills and laws that are coming down the pike so that there can be a dialogue of both sides. There needs to be investigative reporting. There needs to be a real thorough examination of what the people are being asked to accept by their representatives. And you could take a look at the Federalist Papers and the Anti-Federalist Papers and get a good idea of what was understood to be the idea of publicity at the time of the founding of this nation. So what we have coming on us and at us in the form of a hate crimes legislation bores away even more at this basic plank of a representative system of government, taking away our ability to criticize legislation and thought patterns that are inconsistent with the culture and the tradition of the peoples that created this nation. All law comes from customs and tradition. It rises out of our customs and tradition. It first is custom amongst groups, if you will. And then those customs then become law. They're made law. It's just, for instance, in some areas you can have more than one wife. Other areas they don't allow that. In some areas you can only marry into a religion. In others you could marry into any religion. And so it's out of these customs and traditions that laws arise. And that's why it's so important in globalism to get rid of all of the boundaries so that we can come under a new set of laws. But anyway, back to the idea of publicity. There, in the beginning of our country, the requirement was that you had to read this legislation three times. It had to get three readings before you could vote on it. And so you could just imagine being charged with the responsibility of standing up before the legislature, the House, or the Senate, and reading a bill three times. Now, in brevity, you know, they say, you know, is very important in many things, certainly in law, brief and to the point. If you read the Constitution, it is very, very easy to understand. It doesn't require a tremendous grasp of the English language, although our current judiciary would have things to say about that. But keeping it really simple was the key. Contrast that with the 360-plus pages in the Patriot Act. Obviously, they aren't going to read that. So there's been a long chain of abuses, if you will, to get us into this tyranny where we quit reading the whole bill, and now we just read a bill summary, and then they went to just reading the bill title. And so you could cut up in front of the group and say, well, this is the new Freedom Act, and welcome to America. This is going to be our new freedom if we allow the hate speech to pass.
Well, we're going to stop you here. We're going to break, and we'll be back. Callers, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Very important that you listen to this because we need you to call in to the Congress, the Senate, because we need them to stop this bill immediately.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
We're back, and we're live here with Will, and we're with John Alastasis, and I'm going to let John comment on this. I want to say, folks, we need your support and help in this. The people in indie radio, it's becoming, our numbers are dwindling because of the fact that we are under extreme attack. Radio broadcasts like this at RBN and Truth Radio and all the other radio programs that are popular on indie are under attack because the thing is our basic rights and freedom could go away based on the fact of these concepts that they're trying to force to feed us to accept. They're not asking us to vote on it. They are just passing bills and doing whatever they want. Now, again, do you want a situation that somebody comes in and takes away your home, the right to your property, and if you say anything, you are usually besmudging their name and their reputation, so therefore you're committing a hate crime? Do you want to go to a situation that you see something wrong and you say something and speak out and they can construe it as a hate crime? This is how deep this can go. And if we allow this to go through, then we are giving up some of our basic rights and freedom. Now, I want to ask John, how do you feel about this? And then we have a caller.
I got about 3 points. Number one, You take Wolfowitz, the head of the World Bank. He made a statement that the fuel was crazy, that the price of fuel was just erroneous, and all of a sudden now he's being blackballed, and his he supposedly is paying his girlfriend or his secretary way too much money, and so they're damning him, and now he's the top dog. But again, here we have a situation of misinformation. What is really going on? He helped create the Iraqi war. Is the seat getting a little hot where he's sitting now? So he wanted a kind of a way out, that he's not in charge of the World Bank anymore. So he made something that would make a story to get him out of office or something. I'm unsure. Then you've got like Martha Stewart. Martha Stewart supposedly made a white lie, and she, because she did, she was thrown in jail. Well, my gosh, any political realm spends millions of dollars to create these lies while they're doing a political campaign for our justice system, for our government, for everything, and none of them go to jail. And it's caught, it's admitted, it's everything. And yet Martha Stewart had to go to jail.
Yeah, and how many times has that happened where you've seen people do these things, you know, the crimes that she has committed and far greater, and they haven't gone to jail?
And then you have the situation of where they're criminalizing us now. We have the abilities to make our cars not speed. They could go past a marker, and there would be a mechanism of an electronic digital thing that would make your car not be able to speed. But no, we're not doing that. We're creating things to where we're criminalizing everybody and everything. And so they're putting us down. They're putting us in jails. They're getting the jails ready, the FEMA camps. They're destroying the money system. And, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. There's so many things going on that's getting ready to really put the raspberry to all of us. And if we don't see it and start stopping it and demand a difference, it's like drinking. My gosh, you hear all things about drinking. No, it's terrible, terrible, terrible. It was a form of communication. It was a form of business that everybody used to stop and associate at the end of the day and kind of figure out what they're going to do the next day and let their hair down a little bit and enjoy each other. It was a point of communications. You can talk on your cell phone, which is supposedly worse than DWI driving, but no one's in, you don't see anything in the police blotter about that, and all the big shots do it, and anybody can do it. I've never seen anybody talking on their cell phone in the police blotter. It's just that idea. It's like they're gonna make you wear your seatbelt. It's just one of those forms of, if you don't step up and do what they tell you, you're a criminal. And again, boy, if you defy the police department, even though there being a criminalization such as like for the IRS and those kind of things, oh my gosh, it's like they just have carte blanche rules of anything they want to be, and they can basically kill you.
And the thing is that we have no protection under any rule, because there is no law. It's just rules. There's no laws out there. We have so many laws on the books right now. I mean, it's become, our nation's being dysfunctional because of all these laws. I'm a former deputy clerk of a circuit court, and I've seen what's going on from inside out. I'm a whistleblower here in Illinois. I went out and had told about a huge whistle of the situation of a terrorist cell. I mentioned it here, and I put it in black and white and color, and even with little fingerprints out there on the Internet, and sent it internationally this last week, because the situation is that the police are investigating criminal acts such as tyranny and terrorism. And then if you say anything about anyone, you can be construed as a terrorist. When you're talking about people that are allegedly real terrorists, you can be locked up and they can be let go. Good example. This guy, Dog, went down into down in Mexico. He's a bounty hunter. Now, the head of this National Association of Bounty Hunters was on my TV show, and I had him on and off during the time I was broadcasting for 6 years out here. Now, the thing is that while he was doing this, I was the first one that had the scoop on the story that the Revlon Air was running around creating a situation of date rapes with a number of women here in the United States, and he fled custody. Now, they sent the bounty hunters in because there was a woman that was renting a condo to him down there, and she knew that who he was based on seeing his face. So anyway, they sent a Dog down there, a television crew, to pick him up because of this nightmare that he had perpetrated against these women. you're talking nasty, wealthy money here. He was able to flee and elude criminal charges, going to Mexico. Now, when a dog came down there with the camera crew, they caught him at a gas station. Woman had seen him there, talked to them, told them where they could get him. They grabbed him, put him in the car. Anyway, those people are now criminalized. This country will not protect them. Then also, the thing is, if you say anything about this incident, you're besmudging a criminal's name. I mean, this guy was a criminal. He raped, used date rape drugs to rape each one of his victims here, and he almost got away with it. And then if it wasn't for these bounty hunters bringing him back to justice, he would be still out here raping. Then, now they're extraditing Dog, and he might get 20 years in jail because he went down there and took a brave measure to bring a criminal back. So now, the whole issue is, what are we doing here? We're writing a bill of rules. We have rule after rule, and we're putting it out there, expounding on the public that you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't say this, you can't do this, and if you do any of those things, we'll lock you up. You're a criminal. Now, if we do it, hey, it's okay, because we got clout. We're sitting here in the court system. We're sitting in the policing measure. We're sitting here legislating these laws and not reading them and just passing piles of bills over days and weeks while we're in Congress or Senate. We can do whatever we want to. But if you do anything, then you are totally criminalized and a victim of the law that is supposed to be on the book to protect your rights here in the United States. Folks, get on the phone and call these senators and congressmen and tell them, hey, no, we don't want this bill. No, we want freedom of speech. No, if you're passing this, why is it that you're passing this? And is it the possibility you're trying to cover up your corruption from within? Now, I'm going to bring a caller on, Rita, from Colorado. Hi, Rita. How are you doing? And welcome back. Good to hear from you again.
Hi, Deanne. Hi, John. Hi. I was just talking to Jack Otto, and I brought up the point that our alternative media is somewhat compromised, and it kind of leads into this whole hate crime speech. And I kind of have a complex thought you might want to interrupt me in the middle of, and I don't know, but I was thinking about what's really going on. Is they're deconstructing us as people, you know, starting with just our basic concepts, you know, and they start with, first of all, when we talk about, you know, we talk about faith or just, you know, people relating to each other. And you know, people are just, you know, basically, you know, kind of come at things from a, you know, like a universalist point of view, or some people come at it from a traditional point of view, and that's just basically how, you know, America is, and it's kind of been how American families are, you know, for a long time. You know, you'd sort of have a traditionalist parent and a universalist parent, you know, and they're all kind of come together. But now, it's interesting now when we look at the alternate media and we look at some people that really disagree with each other, and some of them happen to be like in the same family. And we look, you know, a good example is Scott Smith and Daryl Bradford Smith. So they, like, kind of what they do is, like, take apart a family, and so you got mommy brother against daddy brother. And, you know, if they're like broken down to that point of view, that's who our spokesmen are supposed to be. You know, we get that sort of idea, that kind of concept to start with, you know, and that's where the argument degenerates to, it seems like.
It's interesting. I'm right here for 1 minute, and I want to turn back over to Will. What do you think about what Rita just said?
Well, she's making some very valid points and really continuing what I had started. Our law comes from, arises out of customs and traditions over long periods of time. And so one of the things that Rita's brought out here is this dialectic between universalism and traditionalism. It's also basically the collectivist view versus the individualist view. And then, you know, she's going further and then examining how this process works, where a daughter will be divided against the mother and the father against the son, and from within you destroy the family and you destroy the community. I don't like that word. I'll use a different one. You destroy a nation. You can destroy counties simply by attacking them at the very root of their customs and traditions. So we begin law understanding that there are certain unalienable natural law rights that we have that our founders recognized. And then to that, we have the customary and traditional laws that rise up in groups. And from that, then, we go ahead and we establish how we're going to live as a county or a town or a state or a nation. And if the basically the globalists, the collectivists, the socialists, even if you want to go to the root cause and talk about it from the positivist standpoint, when the positivists get in and start destroying the culture and tradition of the people, they're attacking all of our natural law. They're attacking the freedom of speech. They're attacking the freedom to associate. They're our ability to marry and intermarry, so on and so forth. All of these very basics are being destroyed, but in that, as goes the people, so goes their religion. And that has got to be something that, if we don't pay real close attention to this, they're going to achieve their goal.
And that's very important. There goes the religion. Now, the thing is, again, the freedom of speech is based on the fact you have the basic right here in this country. Most countries don't give you this basic right to have freedom of speech, freedom of information. Now, if they do this, now, will Reverend Jackson or Reverend Al Sharpton like to be on the stage and basically be told not to talk? Not to say what they have to say or the things that they have said in the past. There's been things that they have said in the past that people would consider to be deemed as being racist. But
well,
they were talking about things that were going on that was actual in the past. But then again, would they have liked that somebody would come through and write a legislative law and say that they don't have the freedom or right to say these things? Now, again, that what Innocent said was wrong. And I said, think that he should have been cited like they have been doing in the media. I used to be on an AM radio station out here, a couple of them, in fact. And the thing is that the bottom line is what they do to censor you on those is FCC rule is that they hit you with a huge fine. And then they can put you off the air. Now, for a while. But is it a situation that they should remove people permanent? And is it a situation that now, because of this law, we can no longer talk about September 11? We can no longer talk about Oklahoma City? We can no longer talk about the nightmare that happened in New Orleans based on the fact that they're passing this? Now, John, what do you want to say on this?
Well, it's still the same situation. They are creating the criminalization. They're able to do what they want to do, say what they want to say. But if you contradict what the elitists want, you're criminalized. And again, you made one great valid point. As the Constitution was something we can remember, and you're guilty if you don't know the law, they've got the law so extended now that even lawyers or judges have different dockets for different laws for different items because there's so many you can't even begin to read them all. It's like the IRS manuals, how many millions of words. And when it gets said and done, the Constitution was simple enough to understand for everybody to remember and adhere to. And that is exactly why we had a judge, because you had some small gray areas, and that's what the judge was used to interpret between those areas. And that's been lost. Now they interpret the way the IRS wants it, even if they're violating the law. They declare you frivolous and not following the law. When you can be completely in conjunction with the law, they lie. And
this hate bill, too, John, too. I don't know if the listeners, if you know, but this is a correlation of the language of the law that was written for Judge Lefko. Because Judge Lefko's family was murdered, her mother and her husband, there was a situation where a group of attorneys and lawyers and everything and judges got together, basically, and came back and said that they needed to have more control and censure over what people could say and or do. So this thing has been going on out there for quite a long time. So if it was going on from the Judge Lefko case, they can consider how much rights you're going to have in the circuit court. When I was a circuit court deputy clerk, and later on after I had left, there was an incident in Chicago where there was a gentleman that was Jewish that went before the court in Second District and complained about the fact that he had been targeted by ticketing for no reason. And he kept going to court on one particular ticket, and they kept taking him to court because of an environmental issue that he was fighting about. They wanted him to shut up. But when he went into court and he stood up and said, "Judge, why am I still here?" The judge told him to shut up, and he spoke one more word, and then the judge had his bailiffs come in the courtroom, pile on the guy, and he suffocated and died in the courtroom in Second District. They were acting for the judge, so the case went nowhere. So think about what's going to happen in the future. Caller 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back after this break.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Hi, we're back. We're back here at RBN Live, and folks, again, in the Chicagoland area, we're getting a million people together to march in regards to the POWMIA issue. Tomorrow I'm going to be on the POWMIA radio radio network tomorrow, so please tune in. I'm going to be there with Bob Dumas talking about the issue of the military. This is a huge thing that we're putting together and trying to accomplish, and we need your help, because if we reform one thing, we can reform another and another, and we can get our rights back here in the United States. So we need to work collectively on this matter. The second hour, we're going to talk about the prison system in the United States, how horrendous it is, and what's getting ready and currently happening. So we'll be right back on that. And I want to ask Rita, do you have any other comment that you want to say here before we let you go? Oh, Rita's dropped off already. But, Will, what is it that you feel that could be accomplished that we could do collectively to try to clean up this mess, you know, in regards to this huge change? What do you feel that the people need to do?
Well, there are many different avenues that we could approach, but let's remember on this bill, H.R. 1592, this John Conyers hate speech bill, this is coming up for a vote on Tuesday. Tuesday is May the 1st. And if people out there haven't, if that doesn't set up a red flag for you, you should see the red flags that they put up on May the 1st in socialist nations. It's in many countries, May Day, the 1st of May, is a day honoring socialism. And May Day is also a national distress signal of ships and planes. It's an international symbol. And we need to recognize this as a May Day in this country and realize that the freedom of thought was regarded by the early 19th century socialists as being basically the root of evil. And this whole concept, you know, what we're doing basically is we're changing our language through gradualism. It's the work of the logical positivist linguistic syntacticians, as I call them. But what they basically have done is they've slowly but surely changed our language. We think that there's liberals and conservatives and the liberals and the progressives. But the liberals and the progressives didn't used to be, let's say, a negative connotation. They were the liberals once were our conservatives, but it has been switched. It took a long time, but it's been completely turned around. And so we need to be aware of that because there are other subtle changes in words, like the word freedom. To the great apostles of political freedom, I'm reading just briefly from Hayek's book, The Road to Serfdom. He says, to the great apostles of political freedom, the word had meant freedom from coercion, freedom from the arbitrary power of others, the release from the ties which left the individual no choice but obedience to the orders of a superior to whom he was attached. The new freedom promised, however, was to be freedom from necessity, release from the compulsion of the circumstances which inevitably limit the range of choice of all of us, although for some very much more than others. But before man could truly be free, the despotism of physical want had to be broken. The restraints of the economic system had to be relaxed. And what that translates out to be is the redistribution of wealth. It's turning the world into a global collectivist system. And we need to be very aware of that and realize that on May Day, we need to call and make sure the hate bill goes down in flames.
Well, I thank you, Will, for being here for the first hour. And, folks, we're going to be back at the second hour to talk about the issue of the prison system when we return here on Truth Radio, The Ann Burley Show. Callers 800-313-9443. We'll be back with John Alstafford when we return.
It's true.